In his youth, the Buddha lived in, let's say the youth, Gotama, grew up in an agricultural society, in an agricultural environment. And we have some descriptions of that. And that's rather different from living in the wilderness. In fact, completely different. There's one description in a text called the Vinaya, which gives various stories about how people joined the monastic order. And one of the characters who's considering joining the monastic order does so because of the reality of what that life involved. So let me just read you this text, which on the face of it is very dull, but I think it's very revealing. First, you have to get your fields ploughed. Then you have to get them sown. Then you have to get water down over them. Then you have to get the water led off again. Then you have to get the weeds pulled up. Then you have to get the crop reaped. Then you have to get it carried away. Then you have to get it arranged in bundles. Then you have to get it trodden out. Then you have to get the straw picked out. Then you have to get all the chaff removed. Then you have to get it winnowed. Then you have to get the harvest garnered. Then you have to do just the same the next year, and the same all over again the year after that. The work is never over. So that is, I think, a very interesting description of the constricting rhythms of an agricultural society, as if you're enslaved to the rhythms. You just have to keep feeding this agricultural system in order to get the food out. And that constricts the whole of your life. And that is how we have to imagine the Buddha growing up. And he may well never have left his native country, which is called Shakya, which is the land of the Shakyan people, in northwestern India. And that changed when he decided to leave home, for whatever reason, some kind of disillusionment, and became a wandering holy man. They were called Shramanas. And he followed a path. So he left his home. And there was a great trade road going through his home that led to the west, to Persia, all the way to Persia. He could set out from his front door and walked all the way to Persia and beyond to Greece, to Egypt. And traders sometimes did that. Or he could have gone the other direction and gone right into the heart of the Ganges culture where he was living. The culture that grew up in the alluvial floodplains around the Ganges Valley. That's actually what he did. So he followed the path, both literally and metaphorically, because he was also following a spiritual path, or a path of religious practice. And even then, even as a Shramana, he would have skirted the wilderness that was a very strong presence, and stayed near towns, on the edges of villages, and begged his food from the villagers.